This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and I'll tell you, this has been a good week so far, guys. This has been a really good week, and I'm really pumped up, excited, because, you know, it's like this week something in my spirit just sort of blew up, you know, with 2021. Like, what can I do in 2021? And so this is sort of the name of it, of my podcast today, is what can I do in 2021? And, you know, I want to bring some things to your attention, to your mind, because a lot of things have been really stirring up inside of me recently to really get back into that positive mode, but also begin to really open up that question, like, all possibilities are here. Like, I can do anything I want to do. What do I want to do in 2021? And I was talking to a friend of mine earlier who actually used to work for me, and dynamic guy, and is always thinking outside the box, always trying to come up with new solutions, come up with ideas, being an entrepreneur, you know, that the person that he is, you know, just pulling those things out. And one of the things that he mentioned, you know, he mentioned a goal, and he mentioned vision, and he mentioned different things basically that deals with, you know, just questioning things. And I think that what's happened here with us is because we've been in the year of 2020, which was a pretty much not the best year for some people. Now, for me, it was pretty good, you know, as far as business goes, ministry goes, you know, could have been better friendship-wise as far as sort of, you know, getting out and being more of a people person that I am. But unfortunately, that didn't happen. But still, overall, it was a good year. But for some people, it was just not the best year at all. And so I understand sort of that sort of dark cloud that might have hung over us for this year. But, you know, I want you today to be able to snap out of that. You know, I remember the movie, I think it's called Moonstruck, with Cher back in the early 80s, you know, when this guy was just sort of, you know, raving and just hyped up and just emotionally, and she just turns around and just slaps the fire out of his face and says, snap out of it. Many of you might have recognized that movie. And I want you today, I'm not going to slap your face, but I want you today to know it's time to snap out of that. Because you know what? You're in a brand new year. And even though we've seen stuff in 2020 that we couldn't do, we were limited, but the truth is that was a great year to begin to really sort of go undercover, go into ourselves, pull up this attractiveness, you know, this vision, these goals of what I want to do, what's going to happen to me, you know, this year or next year, whatever. And many of us sort of found ourselves fleeing from the world in the sense of sort of like just housing ourselves in the house, which is fine, but then not even taking the opportunity to really build goals and speak on visions and dreams of what's going to happen and sort of build the outline of when I'm out of COVID, what's going to happen. And so many of us just sort of just hit ourselves and just, oh, woe is me, you know, I can't see my friends, I can't do this, I can't do that. And a lot of people stayed in that vein. And so a lot of times when we get into 2021, this new year, and of course, yeah, is COVID still relevant at the moment? Sure it is. But folks, at any given moment, here's the thing, at any given moment, it could be over with. It could be over with this week. It could die in 3 months. It could die in a year. It could die in 2 months. The truth is, you've got to begin to look at this and realize, are you ready? Are you ready? What have you made in a preparation mode? You know, think about Jesus. Think about Jesus when Jesus passed away. It's like there was this preparation type of day, you know, for people when they're preparing, you know, his body to be buried and everything else. And yet you think to yourself, these people back in the day had no technology, nothing. And yet they even knew the power of preparation even when someone passed away. And yet here we are in today's society where we don't know what to do because we're like, well, you know, the world's passing us by. I'm too old to get in technology. I'm scared to dive into it. You know, and one thing I challenge my mother on and just so many other people that I know in my life is quit being afraid. Step out there and say, I can learn. I can do all things through Christ. So, I mean, you have the ability to learn, but if you're afraid of something, you will never learn it, folks. You will never learn it with fear because fear is meant to overwhelm you. It's meant to overwhelm you to where automatically there's this huge wave that sort of splashes over you that says it's too much. It's too much overload. That's what fear does. So fear does a killer job at what it does. I mean, think about it. Fear does a great job at what it does. It's like it reveals itself and says, I will make sure you are so overwhelmed by me that you can't even think straight. And that's the reality of how fear works. So when I look at my life, I think to myself, you know what? I'm in preparation mode. In 2020, I put that into play. I began to hire more editors on my staff to begin to make sure that I am lined up to have the Book of the Month coming out the first week of every month for my Book of the Month Club members. And yet we're so ahead of the game. We are so ahead of the game right now. Like I've already written several books that haven't even come out yet. And that at one point in my life thought, there's no way this is going to happen. Well, it is happening. And it's going to continue to happen because I've already made preparations for the next season of this year to where I know that I'm guaranteed I've already prepared. Almost like the squirrel that stores up nuts for the winter mentality. That's what I've done. And so I'm already shifting my Instagram, growing my Instagram account for the ministry. You know, putting that into play to get more followers. Also, implementing new strategies to do videos of myself, you know, to where I'm out there to the world, I'm out there to the public, and not just sort of, you know, displaying memes about books or products and stuff, but I'm actually out there communicating on my, you know, on my Instagram and Facebook accounts, you know, for the ministry. And so I've already done the preparation mode. And you know what? I'll never stop preparing because everyone should be in a preparation mode because you never know when your time comes. You will never know when your opportunity opens the door and says, here it is. And you know what? Here's what I've learned in my life. When the door of opportunity opens up, it's not going to ask you, oh, are you ready? Do I need to give you a little bit more time for you to prepare yourself? It doesn't care. What happens is the moment that door opens, it says, it's open. The open door is here. Either you jump in or you don't. And 90% of the people in society always say, oh, I wasn't prepared for that. You know, think of it this way. One of the greatest parables that Jesus ever did, when we deal with the law of attraction, we deal with preparation, we deal with vision. One of the greatest parables I love is that five foolish virgins and the five wise virgins. And, you know, why they're virgins, we'll never know. But hey, let's run with it, all right? And so you get the idea of these five foolish virgins never preparing, never filling up their lamps with oil because they're like, you know, hey, you know what? I don't need to do this. I'll do it when the time comes. And the five wise virgins, they knew how to fill their lamps full of oil to where they could, you know, light it at any given moment because they knew that, you know, when nighttime comes, I've got to be ready and I got to be able to flick this thing on and have some light. And the parable makes it plain that the five foolish virgins did not fill their lamps with oil. And because they didn't, they were not ready. And the Bible talks about how they were sort of shunned into utter darkness and sort of shut out, for lack of better words. And basically, a lot of people think that means, oh, they went to hell, whatever you want to think. The truth is, it doesn't mean any of that stuff. It just means they were cast into a limitational realm. They were, in other words, they were shut out into darkness. Darkness represents ignorance. If you study in the original language of darkness, it represents a type of ignorance because you can't see your hand before your face. You don't know what's going on around you. So you can't feel, you can't see, you can't touch. You don't know what your environment is holding because it's dark for you. It's limitational. That's all it means. People get so caught up on heaven and hell, but they never realize that if they really say those words, they'll realize that that doesn't mean exactly what everybody thinks it means. And the word darkness actually represents ignorance and limitation, and that's what it represents. And if not, then when we read this verse that says, without a vision the people perish, and yet John 3:16 says, you know, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish. If that word was true, then without a vision the people perish, that means there would be 99.9% of the world going to hell, if that word perishing means going to hell. And so many people do not study. They're too busy being lazy, hearing their pastors, and they don't realize what that means is that out of vision, you're going to be limited. Very plain and simple. You're going to be limited. Without a vision, people cast restraint, which means they're going to be limited. So therefore, guess what? They're not going to have a vision. They will have a future because they're going to be limited in their knowledge and the things they learned and the things they prepared for. That's what it means. And so you have to understand that when you're seeing your future, you've got to begin to prepare. You can't wait on something to say, oh, I have a great opportunity. You're not going to be ready for it, folks. And you're going to be shut out of into darkness of ignorance and lack of knowledge and limitation. And guess what? While everybody else is preparing for the new season to come, whenever that does happen for them, that door's opened up, you know what? They're going to be the ones doing it. I was reading about the influencers of Instagram. There are thousands of influencers, and I love that term because they influence people in design wear and modeling and travel, and their followers just skyrocket because they're influencers. People want to be like them. Think about it. People want to be like them. They want to see people's activity and their lifestyles just explode with whether it's rich and glamorous or whether it is just travels and adventure or selfies of themselves, you know, walking down the street because they want to see people in activity and action. Think about that. That influences people. No one cares to see you sitting there saying, oh, hey, I just want to go on Instagram and say hello, people. Click. And sitting there with a black background of wall, I mean, a white wall. I mean, if anything, I'd be like, okay, either A, I'd want to blow my brains out, or B, I'd want to just like turn that thing off, you know? And no offense, but it's just, maybe I shouldn't use that strong language, but I was joking. But the truth is, people want to see live action. They want to see somebody that's doing something with their life. So, because everybody wants to be doing something with their life. And the reason why people are turned on to see other people doing something with their life, because Jesus died to give us life and life more abundantly. And people, it's in our DNA, folks. Think about it. It's in our DNA to see activity. It's in our DNA to see life and action. It's in all of us. And so when people say, I don't want to do that, I'm thinking to myself, then you don't want to live. Because that's what Jesus died to give us, is an abundance of life where there's fun, activity, there's challenges, there's hills to climb, there's slides to slide down, spiritually speaking. You know, there's challenges, there's success, there's victory, there's running the race. I mean, people, it's in our DNA to want to be able to live a life of abundance in an action way and having and being able to just live life, period. And so when it deals with preparation, here's what I'm going to tell each one of you. Are you ready? Are you really prepared for this new season, for 2021, no matter what it looks like or when it kicks in, when COVID's gone? Are you ready? Have you made your outline of your visions, your goals? Have you actually planned on maybe shifting now? Do you know one of the greatest things about COVID, even though we hate to say this because COVID was horrible, people died. I had friends even die even a couple of weeks ago from it. But it's horrible. It's tragic. But here's the thing I've realized. Through tragedy, you can still prepare. Through tragedy, you can still find life in the midst of darkness and travesty. You can. When mayhem happens, I can still find life within it somehow. That's what we're called to do as people of God. And so through that, guess what I do? I still remember, law of attraction still works. I'm still attracting stuff. Whether there's COVID, no COVID, I'm still attracting things into my life. What do I want to continue to attract? You know, universal principles from God's kingdom doesn't say, oh, there's COVID, let's all stop. Law of gravity, stop working for a while until COVID stops. You know, the universal laws of God's kingdom still operates, still in motion. And so I've already prepared. So during COVID, when other people were doing this, guess what everyone in the world was doing? They went online. They went to social media. They started ordering, their food to be delivered to their homes. You know, bringing, you know, food delivery things that brought groceries to your house. My family did. We did all the time, you know. And the thing is, though, you know what we did? We dove into internet to say, let's pull the good out of this and let's focus on the internal. Because people are going internally, they're internalizing in the sense of going online. Let's focus where people are right now. And we did. And so right now, you've still got a chance, folks. You've got a great opportunity. If God be for you, who can be against you? Start diving right now into building your future. And be in preparation mode right now. Get the job done. Find out what you can prepare in to where at any given moment that door's open, you're going to walk through it. Because you know what you're going to do? You're going to hold your head up high and say, I have done my homework. I have prepared and I'm ready to go for it. So folks, thank you as always for tuning into this podcast. You guys are our backbone here. You're the family of and what we're built upon. So thank you again as always. Right into the ministry. Definitely let us know what you guys want to hear in the future, I mean, talk about, or maybe what you liked, didn't like, whatever. We welcome all kinds of comments. We really do. And contact us at customerservice@identitynetwork.net. Let us know you listen to the podcast. That would mean the world to me. And as always, check out my new books on identitynetwork.net, because I come out with a book every month. Sometimes we come out with study guides and workbooks, and we want to make sure that they're in your hands to where you are growing, you're prospering, you're making money, you're successful, but you're doing it in the way that God wants you to do it, and the dream and what He has for you through His will. So do that today. You guys have a blessed day, and as always, do not forget, if you haven't tuned in, I do an Instagram Live at 10 a.m. Central Time every single Monday morning. 10 a.m. Central Time, Monday morning, Instagram Live on Identity Network. So you can just go to @IdentityNetwork on Instagram, pull us up and like it and get the notifications when I go live, because I'm going to start going live a lot more, and I want you guys to be a part of it. Be a participator, folks, all right? Not a spectator. Have a great day. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.